بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من جلس في مجلس فكثر فيه لغته فقال قبل أن يقوم من مجلسه ذلك: سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، إلا غفر له ما كان في مجلسه ذلك. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. This narration pertaining to the adab and etiquette of a majlis and gathering. In this hadith, which is perhaps arguably one of the most important ahadith in this entire chapter, because in it Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alludes to two very, very important things. The first thing, the importance of it cannot possibly be overstressed. We find that a gathering or a majlis, what does it actually mean? It means a few people getting together, whether in a masjid, whether in a bazaar, wherever it may be. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah s.a.w. said, man jalasa fi majlis, few people got together and sat down. Now normally what happens? Allah ta'ala protect us. Today even the masjid is not safe. Kaabatullah is not safe. Rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not safe. In fact, very few places, in fact, nowhere is safe. More often than not, when we get together in a gathering, then that becomes a gathering of ghibat, becomes a gathering of what we call unnecessary talking. We have to realize that this tongue which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, the great ni'mat, great bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we can't put a price tag on it also. And it is a very, very effective means of a person earning the highest stages in Jannah. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Said of the two limbs in the body, one is the chastity or the private part, and the other is that which is between your two lips or your two jaws, the tongue. He said, guarantee me that you will look after this. Guarantee me that you will look after this, and I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guarantee you Jannat. It's mentioned in many, many sahih ahadith. لا يستقيم إيمان عبد حتى يستقيم لسانه حتى يستقيم قلبه. Istiqamat in iman, istiqamat in deen, perfection of deen and iman is impossible, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, until the taalluq and the relationship of iman, deen, taqwa, piety is what? With the heart. This is logical. Inna fil jasad la mudgha إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the body is a piece of flesh. If that is correct, the whole body will be correct. If incorrect, the whole body will be incorrect. He said, it is the heart, it is the heart, it is the heart. Yet, ajeeb hadith, he said, لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ إِيمَانُ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُ. First part is logical. Iman, istiqamat in iman, perfection in iman, taqwa, piety, impossible until the heart there is istiqamat. And then he said, لا يستقيم قلب عبد حتى يستقيم لسانه. But the heart will never be perfected. There will be no istiqamat in the heart until you don't learn to control your tongue. Istiqamat in the tongue. Hadith we mentioned in Jumu'ah, famous hadith, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not an ordinary sahabi, the one who will rise up, the flag of the ulama of the ummah in his hand on the day of judgment. Not an ordinary sahabi. Dullani ala amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah wa yubaidni min al-nar. Says, Ya Rasulullah, show me something that will cause me to enter Jannat and be safe from Jahannam. Lengthy hadith, end of it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, Ala ukhbiruka bimilaki hadha kullihi. Muaz, should I not show you the nichor, the essence, the khulasa, the summary of the whole of deen? More than 6,000 verses in the Quran, more than 1 million ahadith. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Muaz, what I'm about to tell you is the key to all this. In other words, get this right and your whole deen will come right. Your perception of Quran and hadith, everything will come right if you get this right. So he said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then, like you will illustrate to a child, ulama explained, because of the importance of this. How important this is and how, and also, in this is ishara that my ummah won't realize. They won't realize, they'll take it too lightly. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many riwayat it comes, but crux of it, he took his fingers, held his tongue by his fingers, and said, Kuffa alayka hadha. Muaz, control this. Control this. Muaz, being such an astute, such an intelligent sahabi, he also at that point hadn't grasped how important the tongue is. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala is going to hold us responsible, take us to task to such an extent on the tongue. Thakilatka ummuka ya Muaz. Literal translation, may your mother cry over you. In other words, this is an exclamation of disappointment. What is wrong with you, Muaz? Don't you I would have expected better from you. Greater perception, greater understanding. Different translations you can put on this. Thakilatka ummuka ya Muaz. Hal yakubbu an-nas ala wujuhihim wa fi riwaya ala manakhirihim fi nari jahannam illa khasa'idu al-sinatihim. Nothing will cause my ummah face down to be thrown into Jahannam than the produce of the tongue. So one hand, guarantee me this, highest stages of Jannah. Other hand, nothing will cause the ummah to be thrown into Jahannam. Not zina, not sharab, not dependence on drugs, not being bare namazi. Nothing will be more conducive to cause people to be flung face down into Jahannam illa hasaidu al-sinatim than the produce of the tongue. Because this tongue is such a thing, if it is let loose, taqwa, piety, hajj, umrah, tabligh, all that is in its place. But it has the ability of destroying all that very, very quickly. Very quickly, what this tongue will utter, years of tabligh, years of mujahada, years of piety, years of amal can be wiped out in seconds. So that is why we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. About Luqman the wise, referred to as Luqman the wise, how nicely he put it, he said, Al-ilmu zayn. He said, knowledge gives a man beauty, uplifts a person, gives him prominence, is part of excellence, al-ilmu zayn. And then, is it a guarantee? No. Was-sukutu salamat. And he said, silence is protection. Controlling the tongue is protection. Wa-idha nataqta fala takun mikthara. He said, don't feel you have a lot of knowledge, you are very prominent, you are somebody very important, so you must talk too much. When you talk less. فَلَا تَكُنْ مِكْثَارًا. When you talk less. The greatest personality of this ummah after Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam was Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Now Umar comes into the majlis, comes once, and he finds Abu Bakr sitting alone. And what is Abu Bakr doing? Abu Bakr is holding his tongue in his hand. He's holding his tongue in his hand. And when Umar sees him like this, he wonders what happened. As Abu Bakr had some sort of an attack, he Is he not well? Something has happened to him. He says, Abu Bakr, what is wrong? What has happened? So he said, Umar, I am remonstrating over this tongue because you have no idea the damage it causes. Where this tongue has taken me. Who is saying this? Abu Bakr, the greatest personality of this ummah. This concern, this worry. Ulama say that if you feel you are very pious, very muttaqi, you've done a lot in deen, you are giving 4 months every year, you're doing this, you're doing that, you feel you've reached very great heights, then they say what you must do is one day take a pen and paper from morning till night. And every time you open your mouth, write down what you said. And then at the end of the day, read that, then you'll see where your tabligh and where your taqwa and where your piety and all the good things that you have done, where it's actually gone. He said, knowledge is beauty. Silence is protection. So when you speak, don't speak excessively. And then Luqman the wise, how beautifully he put it. He said, Ma in nadamtu ala sukuti marratan walaqad nadamtu ala al kalami mirara. He said, I never ever regretted being silent. I never ever regretted keeping quiet. In other words, controlling this tongue. And believe me, my respected brothers, theoretically, this may seem something very easy. Control the tongue. Seems very easy. But in the spur of the moment, when the attraction is there, or when the spark is there, when the impetus is there, this is one of the most difficult things to do, control this tongue. Ulama say it's easier to stop a 747 jumbo jet as it's landing. When you travel, you hear how the pilot applies the brakes to get this thing to stop before the end of the runway. They say it's easier to stop that plane than to control this tongue. That is why such great rewards have been promised. If we will learn to control this tongue. And we find that a majlis, getting together, whether it's jamaat or wherever we are, once you get together, there will always be an invitation to speak unnecessarily. This is what this hadith Abu Huraira says, Man jalasa fi majlis fakathura fihi lagatuhu. And what happens? Naturally, a consequence of that, if you are not careful, he said, فَكَثُرَ فِيهِ لَغَتُهُ. In the Shara commentary of this, what is lagat? Ulama explained, كَثُرَ فِيهِ كَلَامُهُ بِمَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُ فِي آخِرَتِهِ. What a beautiful, concise explanation of this word lagat, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about. He said, excessive speaking of that which will not benefit you in akhirat, which will in fact destroy your akhirat. We've run out of time, but just to complete the saying of Luqman alayhi salam, Luqman the wise, he said, knowledge is beauty, silence is protection. So when you speak, don't speak excessively. Ma in nadamtu ala sukuti marratan. I never ever regretted keeping silent. Walaqad nadamtu ala al kalami mirara. And there were many times that I spoke and regretted because I had spoken. Because what we say very quickly, I take it back. You caused the damage already. You broke the person's heart. You caused the damage. You broke the relationship. Homes were broken. Relationships were broken. Years of friendship destroyed in just a few seconds. And then you say, no, I take it back, I'm sorry. It's too late. The idea is to control it beforehand. Allah give us tawfiq.